The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. As we continue our thinking on the 90th Psalm, let's just read some more into this Psalm. We said in this Psalm we see God and man in sharp contrast. Yesterday we talked some things about God. Today we want to see man in contrast with God in his frailty. And so to get the tie-in, let's just read several verses, beginning with verse 1 in this 90th Psalm, a beautiful, expressive psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Now he begins to, the verses follow, to interrelate with man. Listen. Thou turnest man to destruction, and saith, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all of our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. All right, here is the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. And in contrast with this, we have sinful man and God's dealing with sinful man. And as Moses is thought to be the author of this psalm, the background is thought to be the children of Israel in the wilderness and how soon they did pass away in their sins there, in their frailty, in their rebellion against God. And so that brings us then to the thought today concerning man. In contrast with this supreme being, the psalmist places man here. Because of his sins, many times man is the object of God's wrath, and like the grass, he is soon gone. Moses wrote, For we are consumed by thine anger, as he said here, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, in other words, 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, that's 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. How he describes the brevity and the frailty of man. Another psalmist in Psalms 39, verses 5 and 6, puts it this way. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up treasures, and knoweth not who shall gather them. How expressive in talking about the emptiness and the frailty and the shortness of human life. In the New Testament, the writer James said in James 4:14 these words that likewise bring out this great truth. He says, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. As James speaks there in this fourth chapter of James about man vaunting himself and saying all the things that he's going to do, he points out that man's life is short, it is brief, and he should be humble, and he should say, if the Lord will, we will do this and this a thing. And so man's life is as a vapor. Man's life is short, it is soon gone. All of this is in contrast with the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, this God who is from everlasting to everlasting. Tomorrow we will notice these great truths as we apply them together. Thank you for listening today.